Yay Networks.
Hello and welcome to the Evil Logger's Guide to Life. I am the Evil Logger and you are not. You can find us at www.evilloggersguide.com. Also on TikTok at still_not_Peter_Steele. Just go over there and look at a video. You'll figure out what it means. And if you go to our website, you can find all of our other media links on www.evilloggersguide.com. You can also email me on that same site. And I think we're back on Twitter. Or I don't know. Today we're going to talk about, this is probably going to be our new format. It's the things they're distracting you with, and then the thing they're distracting you from. So $600 is now the cutoff for the IRS to come after you. You remember when the Cadaver in Chief said, we're not going after anybody who doesn't make at least $400,000 a year. Did you actually believe that? Did you? That's so cute if you believed that, because now the IRS is going after everybody who made at least $600 in the gig economy people are having to turn to in order to attempt to make ends meet. Now, don't worry. There are 89,000 new IRS agents, and, you know, the IRS did take this down from their website, but let me read to you the original want ad for agents from the IRS website. And I talked about this on another show, so I still had it on my computer. They did take this down. Major duties. Adhere to the highest standards of conduct, especially in maintaining honesty and integrity. Shit! Work a minimum of 50 hours per week, which may include irregular hours, and be on call 24/7, including holidays and weekends. Maintain a level of fitness necessary to effectively respond to life-threatening situations on the job. Since when does trying to take 30% of some guy's $600 DoorDash earnings involve a life-threatening situation? Carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force. Yeah. Well, they really want that $600, don't they? And you know when people like Gavin Newsom trot out a reparation scheme that promises to spend just in California $569 billion. That's billion with a B. Gavin Newsom wants to give every black Californian $250,000. California's bankrupt, of course, so this is going to have to, you know, and as goes California, I mean, we've seen this now for the last few decades under Democratic rule. As goes California, so goes the nation. So if you multiply that by the other states, you get my calculator doesn't even go that high. Half a billion times 50 is $25 trillion. $25 trillion, in spite of the Democrats, and we call it printing, but you know they don't actually print money anymore. They just do it with a keystroke. In spite of them printing or conjuring up an additional $7 trillion, which is why inflation is so high right now, over the last couple of years, you know what it would do to this nation if they conjured up an additional $25 trillion to pay these so-called reparations? I mean, the money's coming. The money's coming from taxpayers who never participated in any kind of slave trade whatsoever, and going to taxpayers who were never victimized by any kind of slave trade whatsoever. So, there was an LBJ quote. You can look it up. I'm not saying it on this show. But LBJ was a Democrat, and he was the inventor of the welfare state. He made a remark about how he'll have a certain group of people, he used a really nasty racial slur, voting Democrat for the next 200 years. And apparently he was right. Donald Trump allegedly said that he wants to abolish the Constitution. Well, when I saw that, I had to look up the actual quote because I saw it on MSNBC, and they've spent an entire week on it over on MSNBS. And the actual quote, and I'm going to paraphrase this, I don't have it in front of me, but the actual quote was something along the lines of basically after what they did with the elections over the last 2 years, does the Constitution even matter anymore? It wasn't suggesting that we abolish the Constitution. At least, you know, it's ambiguous. At worst, it's ambiguous. But I would say just a person who knows how to read would read Trump's tweet as saying that if we don't do something about this, we might as well not have a Constitution, which is pretty sure what he meant. Oh, geez. You know, another Hollywood celebrity who was fully vaccinated dropped dead for something weird. Kirstie Alley, 71 years old. Short battle with a really rare cancer that nobody knew she had. Died yesterday. I'm recording this on Tuesday. Only recently discovered. And in New York, if you're walking around and someone, an authority... And this is to include police, health authorities, all city, all state, all county authorities, and their contractors. So I suppose someone from waste management could say you look crazy and involuntarily commit you. Now, this is the beginnings of a Stasi-like push to just take people off the street. If you think that your rights were infringed upon by social media when you got banned, blocked, barred, removed from social media over your political opinions and thought, well, you know, I'll just go old school. I'll go down to that actual town square instead of the virtual town square. And I'll stand out there and say what I think. Well, in New York anyway, that gets you a grippy sock vacation now. And the fact that they've extended this power to every city, county, or borough, state employee, as well as all contractors. Whenever we involve contractors, we involve private business in the business of government. And it doesn't go well. Ask anybody who's ever had to deal with the private prison industrial complex. So, you know, if the trash man doesn't like your politics and you're in New York, you get a grippy sock vacation. And whether you get out of there or not, well, that's up to the same people who put you in. So they get to determine whether or not you're crazy. Now, this is being flown under the radar as a way to help deal with New York's mentally ill homeless issues. But if you read the law carefully, which they assume that nobody is actually going to do, they could snatch anybody anytime. This is people going out who have a political axe to grind with New York, and New York knows it, and they disappear and they're never heard from again. This level, I mean, if California's reparations scheme for Newsom to buy votes meets in the middle with this New York deal where they can just grab you off the streets and say that you were a danger. They don't even have to say you were a danger to yourself or others. All they have to do is say he's mentally ill. You meet in the middle with that and you've got East Germany from coast to coast, from sea to shining sea. You've got East Germany. And, you know, I said I was going to talk about the distractions before I talked about what they're distracting you from. But, you know, this seems like all about what they're distracting you from. So let's talk about, well, the biggest news, I think, is going to be, it's Twitter, right? I mean, isn't Twitter the biggest news right now? I don't trust Elon Musk. I don't know what long game he's playing, but I assure you he's like 23 moves ahead of all the rest of us. But some really important things came out of that first Twitter release, and there's supposed to be a lot more to come. And in my opinion, all they can talk about is how, I mean, I watched a pundit on MSNBC praise Twitter for censoring those voices because that protects us all. And it reminded me of a certain vaccine that was to protect us all. And if you didn't take all these shots like Kirstie Alley did, you were killing somebody's grandma. And you were to be ostracized and, you know, stay in your house unless you live in New York and they decide to say you're crazy and yank you out of your house and stick you in the grippy sock vacation. Praising Twitter for protecting us from real information. And now we learn the most important thing is the direct pipeline from the Democrats to the Biden campaign, to the FBI, to Twitter. Those emails are so damning. That is the textbook, you know, this whole barking, guilty dog barks, you know, this accusing Donald Trump, January 6th, accusing Donald Trump of election interference. The textbook definition of election interference is a governmental agency interfering with the distribution of news that might hurt one candidate and making sure that the news that would help the other candidate gets distributed. When Twitter, you know, the Democrats and MSNBC and everybody else wants to concentrate on the fact, oh, this was just a company that was just full of these bleeding heart, loving, leftist, Marxist Democrats. It was just full of them. And because it was full of these good salt of the earth, they, thems, because it was full of these they, thems, these tackle box face, blue haired they, thems, and they were just, they just saw that this evil, this mean, nasty promotion of Donald Trump, and they saw these evil, these anti-vaxxers who, as they've spoken about, need to be exterminated from the planet. And they saw these evil people who don't want folks killing babies. And they saw all that, and their little blue-haired tackle box-faced heads were going to explode. And so they hit that delete button, and they kept hitting that delete button, and they kept hitting that delete button until everybody who didn't agree with them was deleted. That's what the left wants you to believe now. It wasn't a systemic problem in that the government is in bed with big tech and they're getting their marching orders from the Democrat Party and the Biden administration or the Biden campaign at that time. No, it was virtuous they-thems working for Twitter saying, we just can't have this. We can't have all this hate. So we're just going to erase all of these people from the town square. We're going to erase them. And then thank God the mayor of New York has decided that if they get out of the virtual town square and go down to the actual town square, they're going on a grippy sock vacation. And that's bad enough, isn't it? Isn't that bad enough that a bunch of left-wing Marxist lunatics are controlling all your social media and deciding what they can press the cancel button on and who they can press the cancel button on, even if it's the Post, even if it's the President of the United States? Isn't that bad enough? Well, it gets a whole lot worse than that, folks, because Malibu bin Laden was being paid, allegedly, by the Democratic machine, millions upon millions of dollars to make sure that this kept rolling on. Doesn't that sound like interference? Doesn't that sound like, I mean, it breaks about 22,000 campaign laws. But wait, there's more. Then we have this email chain. Biden doesn't want that up. And then it comes back from a Twitter executive handled on more than one occasion. have a direct link from the FBI to Twitter saying Biden doesn't want that, and a direct link from Twitter back to the FBI saying handled. You know, I'm a big fan of James Woods. He's probably one of my favorite Hollywood types who's not a Hollywood type. He didn't drink the Kool-Aid. And I believe he's involved right now in a class action against Twitter. I'm going to try and get involved in it myself. But the fact that I've been telling you guys now, you know, well, ever since the end of October 2020, when I lost all my social media and was even banned from Google, and then mysteriously got Google back, but never got all the rest of the social media back about 10 days after the election. And by the way, I took a ban the week before the election this year across Facebook and Twitter. So I guess Elon hadn't cleaned enough house yet. And TikTok, too. You know, for everybody who's been taken down and banned and everything else, and everybody, every lunatic, I mean, you've got tweets saying that we hope that everybody who doesn't get vaccinated dies. These people need to be exterminated. You have absolutely 1939 Germany-style tweets from the left on all platforms. Never get touched. You have Antifa. Remember Antifa burning down Portland every single night like it was a Yule log for a year? Antifa using Twitter to organize, BLM using Twitter to organize riots. Anybody notice that all the news about BLM just faded away? The fact that all their leaders are under indictment right now for fraud? Now, those cases won't go anywhere, by the way. It'll be just like John Cruzeau in Dallas County letting all the rioters go the next morning after he made a big show of arresting them. These virtue-signaling lunatics are taking this country down so fast that the president of El Salvador is even tweeting about it, that there is no way this is possible unless it's an inside job. How do you feel about the fact that Joe Biden's campaign, I doubt Joe Biden could figure out, he probably doesn't even know about Twitter, but Joe Biden's campaign, Joe Biden's puppet masters, were actually contacting the FBI and having the FBI contact social media platforms and tell them who needed to be deleted and who needed to be left on. How do you feel about that? Does that make you comfortable? Do schools even teach history anymore? This is 1939 Germany all over again. This is 1939 Germany all over again. And you know, and we have an ineffective leader with dementia. Go back and watch. I wish we could find, if we could post it. Go back and watch that video of Joe Biden almost getting in a fist fight while on campaign with somebody over the Second Amendment. You know, we spent so much time being worried about them taking away our Second Amendment rights that we have, that they just switched over. Now it's a double-fronted war. It's the Second Amendment and the First Amendment. You use your First Amendment on social media and the Democratic Party doesn't like it. The FBI calls them and they take your social media page down. I'm sure they go further than that. You use your First Amendment right in the literal, not virtual, town square. You get a grippy sock vacation courtesy of a contractor for the city of New York or the state of New York. And now Biden is he's back on his soapbox about how nobody should own a gun that contains. But we already talked about that on another show. So I think that was last week. Every single one of your rights is under assault by this government. I talked about that last week. They don't ever. They always are eroding your rights. There is never. Or rarely, and it usually involves a Supreme Court decision, rarely do they uphold the rights that you naturally have. Do you think the Bill of Rights, have you ever even read the Bill of Rights? The Bill of Rights doesn't give you your rights. The Bill of Rights says that the government can't take your rights. You have those rights by virtue of being born. If you're fortunate enough to be born, I mean, the left would have us, you know, if we did what they wanted, they would have a 100% abortion rate across the board. But, you know, fortunately, we do have really important news. The first trans non-binary person of size may be going to the Miss America pageant. And you know it's bad when the president of El Salvador is saying, man, y'all's country's effed up. You know it's bad when the president of El Salvador is saying, there's no way this is an outside job. This level of destruction, this speed of destruction comes from the inside. You know it's bad when Gavin Newsom is teeing up a 2028 election by offering to pay every black person in the country $250,000. You know it's bad when they're so afraid of anybody saying the truth that the Democratic Party is willing to weaponize the FBI, who in turn is willing to weaponize Twitter and Facebook and Google, for that matter, to keep people from saying the truth. An ignorant population is a controllable population, and it's very, very hard to not be ignorant in this day and age. Yeah, I said one time, and someone was like, what are you talking about, man? I said, you ought to go down to a thrift store and pick up 4 or 5 history books just so you'll have them, because in a few years, history will no longer exist. With everything online, that same keystroke that can print $7 trillion can also erase 70, 80, 100 years of history, or as much as they want. There's going to come a time, people, when if you don't have it in physical media, you don't have it. I've watched stories that we've used on this show over the last 3 years vanish to the point that it takes an hour and a half of careful digging through alternative search engines and or Tor to even find them. And that should be horrifying. That's the Evil Lawyer's Guide for this week. Thank you for listening. You can find us at www.evillawyersguide.com. Links to all media is on there. Or check us out on TikTok at still_not_Peter_Steele. Talk to you next week. Unless I get abducted by a contractor in New York.